Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
I would call everybody in, but you're having too much fun fellowshipping. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. So glad that you're here today. We've had some great singing already, and we're not done because we're in this series called Music Inspired by the Manger. So many songs have been inspired by the birth of Christ in the manger, and so we've been singing, and we're going to continue to be singing. There's reason to sing. We have reason, great hope to sing. Turn in your New Testaments to Matthew chapter 2, and let's read a portion of the Christmas story as we give our attention to the Word of God on this fourth Sunday of Advent. It also happens to be Christmas Eve. Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me that I too may go and worship him." Not really, but... After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of frankincense and of myrrh. Heavenly Father, what a beautiful retelling of the story that Matthew shares with us in this gospel on this fourth Sunday of Advent, of the birth of Jesus, significant birth of Jesus. The birth of every child is significant. There's no doubt about that. Every life that comes into this world is precious and to be valued and cherished. And this baby was no different, and yet he was very different. And that's why we gather in this place today. And that's why we give our lives in devotion to this child. The mystery of the incarnation, how the Word could become flesh, and its significance for us has profound implications. For if God indeed has broken into this world as the Word proclaims, then that ought to completely reorient our lives and how we live and how we think and what we do, what we believe. And so God, on this Christmas Eve, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, may this story and the songs that we sing about it come alive. And may the birth of this child so radically change the direction of our lives and give us the hope and the joy that we need. And all God's people said, amen. 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 This is a special retelling here that Matthew shares with us. There's a lot of moving parts in this story. There's a lot of special things happening here. The birth of Jesus and the significance of his birth, of the Word becoming flesh, as I read to you earlier from John chapter 1. There's a lot of things going on here, but the thing that really captivates me the most this day as I have been meditating on this text is just the adoration that was given to this baby. I mean, every baby should be adored and cuddled and held in the highest esteem. Who doesn't like to hold a baby? And who doesn't like to gawk over a beautiful newborn baby? But this baby was special, different, unique. So unique, in fact, that these wise men from the east, from afar, and we don't really know exactly where they came from, probably the Persian area, somewhere around there, they traveled a long distance to come and see the baby, and not just see the baby, present gifts to the baby, and not just present gifts to the baby, but actually fall down and worship this baby. Now, the gifts that these wise men brought the Christ child are significant. Gold, of course, represents the kingship of this child. Incense, frankincense, is significant as well, representing their act of worship and adoration, the significance of this baby. And of course, myrrh was used in burial during that time, and so it was a foretelling of the sacrificial death of this child that would happen in just a few decades. In that part of the world, giving gifts was common. A big reason why we give gifts at Christmas time is because of the tradition started by these wise men, but that had been common in that time and in that place. Even today, if you go to the Middle East, you will be showered with gifts. Most of you know, I and my mother went to Cairo, Egypt earlier this year, and in the Middle East, they love to give gifts. I mean, you show up at the airport, you get a gift. You go to someone's house, you get a gift. I mean, you're just showered with gifts. When you leave, you're given more gifts. One of the gifts each of us got as we left was this incredible box of Middle Eastern pastries, including baklava and some other pastries. And it was this beautiful box. And I had every honest intention of sharing it with you all. But you know that flight from Cairo to Paris and then Paris to the United States is a really long flight. And trust me, the spirit was willing, but the flesh was really weak. So I had every intention of sharing these wonderful Middle Eastern pastries with you, but unfortunately someone devoured them and it was delicious. But this giving of gifts is a wonderful tradition that people still do, especially this time of year. And there are those wonderful people who really would rather give than receive. You know, a couple days ago, I was at the pastor's window over there, and many of you came through, and I love giving you goodies. But somebody special came by, and they didn't want anything. They just gave me some hot chocolate. How wonderful is that? And so it really is more blessed to give than to receive. And so the significance of these gifts of the wise men is profound. But I think sometimes we miss in this passage the most significant gift And it's right there before our very eyes. It's the very gift that God gave humanity in the baby Jesus. St. Thomas Aquinas in the 13th century was so moved by this notion that he wrote a song entitled Panis Angelicus. It's Latin for bread of angels. And it was his way of saying the greatest gift that we can receive is the bread that comes from heaven. The bread that we eat in Christ that nourishes us in a way that no other source can nourish us. And so I've asked Karen to come and sing Panis Angelicus to us in Latin. But I'm going to read to you what the English means so that you can just enjoy and we can be blessed by Karen's voice. May the bread of angels become bread for mankind. The bread of heaven puts all foreshadowings to end. All the miraculous, the body of the Lord will nourish the poor, the servile, and the humble. Worship in Latin. bread of angels, the greatest gift anyone can receive. Blessed are those who are hungry, Jesus said, for they will be filled. Jesus is the greatest gift that satisfies that inner longing in our heart that every human faces that can only be nourished by Christ. The other interesting thing about this story is that the biblical writer makes it very clear these wise men came from afar. If you read the Bible closely, most every single story that takes place in the Bible happens in a pretty confined region. I mean, Jesus himself never left the Palestinian area. He stayed in Galilee and Nazareth and Jerusalem, went to Egypt as a child, but even his movements were limited. But Matthew makes it very clear, these wise men came from afar. And I think part of why he stresses that is that because the ministry and the scope of Jesus, this child, is going to extend around the world. That his coming wasn't just for his people, it was. But his coming, his message, his plan of salvation, his sacrificial death, his resurrection, all of it encompasses people from afar. From the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. And that's important for us because we as Gentiles who are very far removed geographically from where all this took place, we are blessed and saved because of what Christ has done and the scope of his ministry and his life. And so I'm going to have the worship team come up and they're going to bless us with probably the coolest rendition of Silent Night you've ever heard. Because we're going to hear Silent Night in 6 different languages. Languages that remind us that what happened on that silent night wasn't just limited to a very specific remote part of the world, but what happened on that silent night really encompasses the whole world. And so we're going to hear Silent Night in English, in its original German, in French, in Spanish, in Arabic, and in Japanese.
Heiliger Nacht, Gott ist schlecht, Heilsabbat. Judas shroud of heart, hiding afar. O Dirk Nabekin, Lakikin, Staff in Heimlich. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
I think part of the appeal of heaven is that everyone will be able to sing in their own tongue and we'll all be able to understand. Thank you, guys. That was probably one of the best renditions you've ever done. This Christ child came for all people, near and far, far and wide. This message of hope and salvation is for all. Those wise men came from afar. And when you recognize the significance of the birth of this child, people also will come from afar just to worship him, present their gifts. You know what the greatest gift is you can present this child? Yourself. God wants your presence as your present. God wants us, your flesh and blood. He wants every part of who you are. So you want to adore Christ this day and every day? Give him your presence. Spend time with him in the morning. Pray to him. Speak to him. Sing to him. Meditate on his word. Come to his house. Tell others. The greatest gift you can give the Christ child is your presence.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.